Episode 26, yo, this is going to be a phenomenal episode. Mm-hmm. So, before we get to the introductions, I just want to clear something up.
Damn, what's so funny?
I don't know.
So, last week, I made some comments, and they may have came off homophobic or whatnot. And I just wanted all of our listeners to know, because I'm not a hateful guy or anything like that. I did not mean to come off that way. And what I was meaning by when I said I could care less about transgenders, I truly meant, like, for instance, just to use an analogy, I don't care about golf. Golf is not something that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. So I don't care about learning the sport. I don't care about watching this sport. So when I say I don't care about transgenders, that's kind of what I mean. And I don't mean it in a homophobic sense.
For some reason, that sounds worse.
It sounds worse. No,
I just want to break down what I'm saying.
Hey, hold on, Black. Can I stop you?
I just want y'all to know this all last.
Hey, this how I know. This how I know we made it. My nigga having a whole press release. Like, he came back with an apology statement.
But no, what I'm saying is, because I had to, I got to clear it up. Somebody brought it to my attention that
who brought it to your attention?
My woman. Okay. She said that it may have come off a little homophobic. And what I'm saying is, it's not that I don't care about them. Or, you know, I'm against transgenders.
You better use them
like
correct
that.
Pronouns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not that I'm against transgenders or I don't care about transgenders. It's just like, use an analogy with sports.
Yeah.
I don't care about golf. I'm not into golf. Golf is not something that I'm interested in learning it to do or learning about. So I use that analogy to transfer over to transgenders. Like, I do not care about that lifestyle.
So you don't give a fuck about Tiger Woods, huh? Fuck him.
I really don't, honestly.
He don't
like black women.
He paved your way, though. The cheat.
No, he didn't.
The infidelity.
Yeah, he paved that way.
I don't cheat.
He cheated and got a second Buick for no reason. You gotta understand, when he cheated, he didn't go buy another Buick.
They gave him another Buick. He did not cheat, though. It was white women, so that don't count.
You went from homophobic to racist.
Hey, damn.
No.
We got a whole white man on the show. And you
I'm not a whole white man.
A 98% white man on the show.
I'm 132nd.
No, but seriously, though, fellas, let me clear this up. Because, like, I don't want nobody to think that I'm against gays.
It's Chizzy Chad coming again to you.
Like, we didn't even introduce
him. We got them 15 years.
Let him clear himself.
But seriously, please. It's just that I have no interest in learning about that lifestyle, because that's nothing that I'm
interested in.
That's all I
want to
say.
In your defense, I know you didn't mean bad about it.
It just came.
It sounded bad.
Right, and that's why I wanted to.
But you know
what,
black people got to give us credit, though. People really have to give us credit. We accepted MJ into camaraderie.
My kill count going up.
Yeah, I mean,
confirmed kill.
Nah, but
ain't no speculation. Somebody said the LNMOP community go get him.
No. Like,
so,
all right.
So listen, we just Googled this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Bro.
Before we get to this.
Look, it's 15 letters, bro.
This is your boy, D-Black.
And this daddy.
M-Jizzle.
Jizzle Chad.
All right, so look. So we're going to go ahead and...
Cut him off. Cut him off.
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm important.
Yeah, you are.
This Chizzy Chad.
Right.
Because it's your house.
Chizzy Chad. Where is it 5 o'clock at?
Woo!
Look, this nigga would say Trinidad already.
No. Yeah. No.
Both.
Not even.
I like that answer, though.
Not even.
Okay, why are you so upset?
Yeah, because y'all trying to disrespect me like I don't know some shit.
Bruh, read these comments when he say it. I already know it's
both. No, it's... Listen.
Albuquerque.
I did my research tonight.
y'all
every week.
Yeah. Okay. New Zealand. Look it up.
Please look it up. Somebody else.
New Zealand.
Oh. My phones are
okay.
All the time.
Yeah.
My phone's So you write tonight.
That phone's still on?
Yeah, you write tonight. We're going to take your word.
Look that up, bitch.
So yeah, look, I was just looking it up, right? And I know we joke and say LGBT barbecue or whatnot, but
it really is.
But it really is about nine letters.
No, it's an alphabet soup now.
Didn't that alphabet series?
Yeah.
Like Dave Chappelle said, they literally took 20% of the alphabet.
Yeah, it's
no,
like,
they took more than that.
Yeah,
it's like
it's LGBTQIAPK, and I thought LMNOP came in.
I thought it meant pre-kindergarten.
I thought it meant place kicker. God damn. Yeah.
But is lesbians, gays, bis, transsexuals, intersex, what the
you missed the, you missed that's the Qs.
That's when the defense pick off the quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's an interception.
Fuck you.
lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, polygamous,
polyamorous.
So it's two P's?
And kink.
Yeah.
It's two P's
in the pie. Fuck.
Bro, this shit. Yeah. Is this more about them accepting others, or is this more like people just adding to their ways?
Yeah, people just getting weirder.
That's what it is.
Really? Asexual? Are you?
I'm trying to understand.
What is asexual?
Asexual is celibate.
Asexual means
that's what it means.
It's got to be celibate.
Asexual means you're in love with like a closet door.
Asexual means you reproduce by yourself. You're a plant.
How do you
photosynthesis?
Yeah, you're a photosynthesis.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just need to get water.
This shit is too much.
So what's the P?
Bro, I'm not
pansexual.
Nah.
No, polyamorous.
Polyamorous.
I don't know.
It was double.
What's the difference?
Poly means multiple.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
Polygamous and polyamorous.
I didn't know what's the
difference. And poly means more than many. One. So polygamous are people who marry more than one person.
I need to look this up.
Yeah, but polyamorous is what though?
It's
what is it?
Many amorous. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Hey, look, MJ, I don't know, frankly, I don't care.
Look, like, you're getting back to your old ways now.
But what I'm saying is, I know I like women. That's all that matters to me.
That means you're cis. That's what. Look that.
No, that means
CIS. That's what they label.
I had a
sister. So polyamorous. Polyamorous means an intimate relationship with more than one partner with the consent of all partners involved.
So what is polygamy?
So polygamy.
So when I cheat, I'm polyamorous.
No. it wouldn't be cheating if it was polyamorous because all your hoes are on the same page.
My
kids are about to be polyamorous.
So like you gotta get so not for real.
Like on game.
So the six women that you have right now, you gonna
just
have to like
them all. Just tell them all.
You gonna have to do like Love and Hip Hop and y'all go sit down at a meal.
it's too much, bro. It's getting carried.
So I don't understand why polyamorous people have to be a part of that community.
What's the only difference between polyamorous and polygamy?
It's marriage.
It's marriage, right?
Marriage.
Really? I thought polygamy was when you're
married more than one person.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing that's different.
Is it specifically marriage or
it's marriage?
I think it's marriage.
Because it's illegal.
Or if you're in relations with more than one.
Polygamists are marriage. That's why it's illegal.
You a
so what do you call a nigga with like more than one females? But
Justin,
they don't have the consent.
I don't have more than one woman.
You got the consent?
No, huh?
He's about to work on that tomorrow.
He's gonna draft it on up.
Yeah. So what is it called when like in MJ's case when you with more than one man?
Weird.
Right? It's still polygamy.
Weird.
My joint is confirmed kill count.
No, but like my thing is so. Because polygamy is illegal in a lot of, like, countries.
Yeah, so is oral sex, but, like,
What the fuck is that?
Oral sex?
I thought you said Zorro sex.
I was like, damn.
I said, so is oral sex.
Damn, okay. I'm about to say, you need to get your life together, bro. Yeah. Leave him.
Remember we on video.
Yeah, fuck it. 15 different
But is it me or, like... is this just becoming too much to keep up with?
It's too much to keep up with.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
But it's true. Like, but well, the thing so is,
for you though, Black, it wouldn't be too much to keep up with because you don't give a fuck about none of it.
I don't.
So, this is what he came.
Listen.
He said, if I don't like golf, I ain't going to like it. I don't want to play it, right? So, why are you sitting here complaining about how many letters? No. You're sitting here complaining about how many letters is a part of this community, but you don't give a fuck about them. What that tells me is you're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. Like,
you're a letterphobe.
Yeah,
you're a letterphobe. You're a
polyamorous. Yeah, you're a polyamorous.
A polyphobe.
You actually have a disdain for these people. It's not a matter of you don't give a fuck about them. I think you don't like
this. Started as an apology.
I told y'all in the beginning that this sounded worse.
Hold on. Am I wrong? Is that not what it sounds like? You are the one that gave us the analogy, but then you contradicted yourself.
You doubled down on it.
No, he asked us the question.
No, but he said, I personally don't feel like they should have 86 letters.
No, I did not say that.
He didn't say that.
I did not say that.
I thought
so
he
did. So now I see where your train of thought is.
Where's my train of thought?
Throw you under the bus?
Yeah. but look, this is what I'm
you
saying.
You slept under there. We just drove it over you.
Wow. Why are you coming home?
No, listen.
Is that one of the letters?
He do look like he been hit hard.
No, but listen, this is what I'm saying. As human beings, because at the end of the day, no matter what they want to be considered, they're all human beings.
Okay. Some of them don't consider themselves human beings.
Yeah. And that is also true. That is true.
As people.
Like, I seen this one bitch call herself a caterpillar earlier. I almost threw up.
Listen, one bitch called herself CP3.
She said, I'm slowly evolving. Like, she called herself a caterpillar and said, I'm slowly evolving.
So look.
I guess it turns into a butterfly, but.
So look, as people.
Like, you are more of a roach, bitch.
Cockroach or just regular?
The one that fly?
Listen,
so she got powers.
Bro, we got way.
Y'all never been to Liz and the cockroach take flight?
Y'all, my bad.
You can be the toughest nigga.
Don't be scared. To be very clear, bro, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, as a person, an individual, a human being, you know, a living creature, whatever you want to be considered or called, I respect that. And I will not treat you any differently. That's all I'm saying.
And
at the same time, I'm also saying that being that I do not agree with certain lifestyles or whatnot, is not going to make me look at you any differently, judge you any differently, or treat you any differently.
Respect.
So all I'm saying is I may not agree with that lifestyle, and I choose not to understand that lifestyle because it's just something that I'm not interested in. It's nothing personal against anyone. You know, I have friends that are gay or they choose to
Justin?
Be.
Who? Call him out.
I don't know any of your homo friends.
Who?
On some serious shit, because I listened to the episode this morning. I think the part that really sounded very homophobe, transphobe, or whatever was. We was like, could you be friends with some of them? He was like, no.
I said that?
You said that, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And that's kind of...
And to be real with you,
that's the part when your lady got up and walked...
So now I think you're camping. So who are you camping? Who are you
camping? He camping.
I don't want to name them over here.
But last week, you said you couldn't be friends with a gay person.
I'm friends with MJ.
I knew he was going there.
I have nothing against gays, lesbians, transgenders. I gotta look at the rest of the alphabet.
you do have a friend that's polyamorous now.
Dear bro.
This guy.
I have nothing against those people. I might not.
Why they gotta be those people?
Don't do it.
Okay.
No. Fuck that. Hold on.
Now we about to get into black power.
Hold on. They have black power. We done spent 15 minutes talking about gay people. We can't. We got
to
move on.
Yeah, we can. But we're going to move on to the fact that they're polyamorous people.
Okay.
They got more rights
than black people.
We got other shit to talk about. What's next?
Ain't you an alpha? Anyway, let's go.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, like we spend so much time worried.
And the world does.
The world.
And you see that?
There's some word about
it. The funny thing is, what you about to say, look how much time we spent on it.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
And you know what's crazy?
From an apology to this.
Yeah.
From an apology to I hate these fuckers.
No, not even that.
God damn.
You better not say that.
Bro, if Kevin Hart can get fired from the Oscars for some shit he tweeted in 2009, when we get famous, this is an episode.
We barbecue.
I'm going to get fired from holding the Kids' Choice Awards right now.
That's because you're R. Kelly.
No, because I'm polyamorous.
No, but all I'm trying to say is, like, as much as attention as, you know, that group of folks get, like, they're still ahead of black folks.
You hear that they asked to cancel Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
You already knew that was going to happen.
I know. Like, but then, like I said, everybody canceled R. Kelly, too, but nobody's canceling Michael Jackson. But anyway, what's the next topic? Because I'm still
talking about that. From SVU? Because he was in the child porn ring at SVU.
Did y'all hear about that?
Stapler?
No. The nigga that created SVU had child pornography.
That makes perfect sense. Them episodes, too close to home.
Too close to home. Yeah.
Y'all remember when Carmelo was up there for Sandusky, the Sandusky episode?
Him and Chris Bosh
walked on stage. I'm about, yeah, he touched me too.
Ain't you left-handed?
I'm right.
But in all seriousness, I know.
Glass is smooth.
We've made jokes and about the whole issue, but
if I offended
anyone of that community, I did not mean to, and that is
it's the opposite.
None of y'all can whoop my ass. See, I fuck with
but
y'all.
All 15 viewers he got, probably all of them.
But look, MJ, you had a story for us.
Okay, so I don't talk much. I interject here and there, but I got a work story for y'all. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, every place needs an employee restroom. Facts. So, I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to the office. I say that over the headset. When I say that, they know where I'm at.
You about to go shit.
Yes, 100%. So, an old dude come in there. He's like, man, somebody in there. He with his... his grandson something. So, all right, just wait. So, I'm in there. I just got in there 10 minutes in. I'm about to finish up. He come in. Man, I can't wait no more. I'm about to shit in the sink. I said, wait a minute. I said, hold on. I got you. He's like, no, I can't wait. I said, no. So, I get up, and I clean myself up, and I step out the stall. And this nigga is in his drawers, sitting over the sink. He was like, you better hurry up because I'm about to finish. So he go in the stall. Don't close the door. He missed the entire toilet.
You're lying, bro.
I put this on my mama. So I said,
that's why you was late. You had to clean it
this
up.
This wasn't the night. So I was like, I just sent the dude clean the bathrooms home. I said, they was like, it's a problem in the bathroom. I was like, I was just in there, ain't nothing in that joint. Sat there for about 2 hours before somebody got to it.
You need to be fired. You should have cleaned that up.
No.
You caused it.
No.
You the manager.
Why didn't he go to the women's?
Don't know. You know, the barbecue wouldn't have let him over there.
You crazy. Me and Rod used to blow that bathroom up.
The HBA, HBCU, classic. Classic wouldn't let him in there.
The Pioneer Bowl. Yeah.
But I say that to say, okay, so that was a funny story, but we segueing. Toxic work environment.
Absolutely.
That bathroom was toxic.
100%.
Yeah.
Did it stink?
I didn't go back in. But
did he like that? Like,
nigga was on the sink.
We not gonna talk about this nigga shit.
But toxic work environments.
Yeah.
Who wants who wants to lead off with this?
Shit, Justin. Justin got the, like, the more incredible story.
Danger?
Yeah.
Do you actually want to share it? Like, you don't have to.
You know what?
I don't mind sharing it because I really think people need to know what I went through.
Okay.
I got something for you, too, because I told you. So,
a couple weeks ago, I go to work, proceed to work. One of the employees who they treat like they're better than everybody, while we're working, she proceeds to sit down and eat a sandwich while we're working. Mm-hmm. So, everybody knows, like, the other four people that were there noticed, like, damn, she get to eat a sandwich, we working. So then when she proceeds to finish eating, she goes to the back. She's a finesser. She finesses her way out of things. So she goes to the back and she continues to talk to the manager, you know, to ask questions just to get herself out of
doing work.
She knew we opened in a couple minutes. So if she talked, she didn't have to deal with that. So, of course, me being the outspoken person, like, I'm the type, I'm going to speak for everybody. Are you going to work today? My manager, that pisses her off. She goes off. Starts talking shit.
Like, in what sense? What is she saying?
I'm going to do some fucking work. Da, 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 da. You know, me, I ain't no bitch.
Like, you know, sometimes. I'm no bitch. Oh.
Go ahead, Patch. Go ahead.
I'm about to say, because I'm angry right now. But nah, and then we argue. I leave out from the back. She comes out from the back. Continues to talk shit.
Like, what is she saying?
You know, you need to watch your mouth. Such and such and such.
She's trying to hoe you.
She never said she'll beat my ass.
She's trying to hoe you, though.
But she would, though.
No, she wouldn't.
Oh.
Don't upset me. But then, so, Rod, my brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
6'5".
Yeah, so he proceeds to walk me out the front of the store.
425.
He proceeds to walk me out the store because he was like, I'm going to get you out of this situation.
Slow scroll.
What will Ryan do to you, bro? I'm trying to tell a serious ass story. And then, but no, and then, so she continues to talk her shit. So I turn around and say something else to her.
You called it a B word, didn't you?
I did. Ryan,
surprisingly, she bitched.
No, she didn't. Rye grabs me and proceeds to carry me out the door.
He was saving you.
He was trying to save me from
getting a situation. Dropped.
No. You really want your ass whooped tonight, don't
you? Oh, man.
Rye grabbed you and picked you up together.
He didn't pick me up. He pushed me out the door.
Okay.
So the thing is, even Rye said, strong as I am, I could have got out of his hold.
Yeah.
But obviously, I wasn't trying to attack anybody. He just carried me out the door, like, get out of here.
You could have got out of the ride.
Yeah.
6'5", 420.
Ride 6'3", 280.
He not. But... 280s. Like, 80.
Don't do that.
280.
But either way.
Chicken sandwich.
Shut up, bro. But either way.
Hoop steak.
Lord. But on some serious shit, my job proceeded to fire me within the week. Because they said, the employee said she didn't feel safe, and it looked like on camera I was trying to attack her, because when Ryan grabbed me and pushed me out the door, it looked like I was trying to get out of his grab and attack her.
Right.
But this all started because of a toxic work environment where they made her feel like she was more important than everybody else. She didn't have to do the work that everybody else did. You know what I mean? So, there's another one in there. But she felt like she didn't have to do those things.
Right.
Even then, when I was suspended, she was still at work. When I got...
So hold on.
Yeah.
It's terrible management.
So you're saying at the point or at the time that you were suspended...
Mm-hmm. She was still there.
She was still working.
Right.
Okay.
It's terrible management.
Right. This all proceeded from terrible management because they made her felt like she was above everybody else. Right. She would go as she pleased, come as she pleases, things like that. I worked 7 Sundays in a row at that point.
Say it again. Say it one more
7 time. Sundays. Y'all know me. We record on Saturdays sometimes. I would say I have to leave early because I got to work the next
day. What's wrong with you working on Sundays?
7 in a row?
You don't go to church.
That's not the point. That is not the fucking point, Chad.
So
you work Monday through Friday, right?
I do.
Exactly. You have every weekend off. I do. So imagine somebody who works a retail schedule like me and MJ who can work on a weekend. We would have liked to have a weekend off every once in a while.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. So I worked 7 Sundays in a row and hadn't had a weekend off since the beginning of July.
And she ain't worked none.
And she got her weekends. Other people got their weekends.
Yeah.
Not me.
It shows that professional, Chad.
It's true, but I also made more money than you when I was doing that. Yeah, no offense to you, but I'm just saying.
That profession chose me.
That hairline chose you, too.
I'll be at a zero next
time. But no, but like that's what I'm saying. Like the way I was treated was, and then not only that, here's the kicker. After I got fired, they had security at the store for 5 days.
They knew the white in you was going to come back and shoot it up.
No.
Poster.
I don't even have a gun, bro.
Yeah. He does.
Well, I'm not giving Justin none of my
exactly.
You gonna rob
him? He's registered. What you mean? They had security at the store for 5 days. They even had the security guard so scared that one of them left early because they were scared.
Like, who the fuck did they think you were?
That's what I said. Who the fuck do you think I am?
John Gotti.
John Wick.
Like Rod asked him, like, who are y'all serious? Like Justin. One of my coworkers was walking in. I don't want to put her name into it, but they had somebody outside and somebody inside. That's how serious it was.
You got a temper, though, I guess.
I have a temper, but seriously?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'll bark nobody.
I'll fuck you.
You'll bite?
Yeah. but on some serious shit, like my coworker was walking in.
Yeah, bisexual.
But seriously, like when she walked in, the guy that was out front was like, "Watch this man, don't let him in the building."
You should have.
And she was like,
"Went in.
Who, Justin?" Like, she was like, "Are you serious?" Like, and that's how serious it was for 4 or 5 days. I'm like, so I've been treated like a common criminal for like the last 2 weeks. Like, just because I spoke out on some shit that nobody liked.
Bitch was eating the sandwich and you said something.
No, it's like I said, they treated her like she was more important than everybody else just because her sales number was slightly above mine. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just the type of shit like I had to deal with at that place. I'm not even gonna put them out there because I just thought they would try to sue me or some shit.
Anybody got any more talk? I got a toxic one. So tonight,
Chad?
Oh yeah, Chad.
Yeah. Chad got beat up by windshield or some shit.
Owen Hart.
No, I mean. I don't know, man. Before I go, what is the definition of a toxic environment?
Bro, there's no way. Like, if you have to do...
Just give me the quick definition.
So, a place that makes you act out of your ordinary, bro. Okay. Something like that takes you out of your element. So, like, even though you're...
I would say strip clubs do that for me, so...
Be quiet.
You're not working there, or are you working there?
If you ain't got nothing constructive.
So, Chadwick, even though you, like I say, you're ignorant outside of work, and like we all are.
Right.
But you know how to act professional when you're in a work.
Absolutely.
Anybody that takes you out of that element when you're at work, that takes you to that element when you're not at work, that's a toxic work environment.
Okay.
Something that makes you angry, make you not want to be there. Something that makes you wake up every morning like, fuck, I got to go to work.
Gotcha.
That's a toxic work environment.
Okay, I do work in a toxic environment.
Right. I know you do. I just wanted to get that out of you.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the definition of a toxic environment, I work in a very toxic environment.
Bad management definitely is the reason. It's a 99%
it's the top reason why.
Yeah. Well,
your story.
My manager, he's a good manager, but there's some lacks.
Right.
He listens to the podcast. It is what it is.
Nobody's perfect.
There's some lacks. I mean, he's phenomenal in a lot of areas, but in some areas there's some lacks, and that's because of him being phenomenal in other areas. For example, him being able to reach everybody in the shop as far as on a brotherly level is phenomenal. What does that do on the professional level?
Like, it makes it to where people feel like they can get away with it.
Exactly. So, you know, it's one thing in a positive manner leading to something in a negative manner. And how do you contour that evenly? How do you balance that? It's tough. I get it. But it's as a result of that, I feel that a lot of
things aren't the way they should be within the shop, thus leading to that quote-unquote toxic environment.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like certain attitudes and behaviors are enabled.
Right. Is it because he didn't handle it when it first happened, or it's just because...
And that's just because of how he is, man. He's laid back. That shit don't matter right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got bigger fish to fry. I ain't worried about that.
Where it becomes a bigger fish to fry.
Over time, it becomes a spiraling effect where,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people in the shop is having the same issue with a particular person. And I don't think it's being addressed
properly.
You know what I mean? We trying to nurse the wound after it happens instead of trying to prevent getting the wound on purpose. Like,
you high. I get what you're saying, but it fucked me up.
Yeah,
right.
But either way, you know, a snafu took place. It was actually yesterday. You know, got into a physical altercation at my job, which in most places would be a no-no. For example, Justin didn't even get into a physical altercation and he got let go.
Mm-hmm.
Things with me and this, you know, coworker of mine did get physical, and I'm lucky and fortunate to still have a job. Did I get my ass chewed out? Yeah.
I mean, but that was like
that was expected. I mean,
you deserve it. No offense, so, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, and this is my thing. I did accept responsibility and accountability for what I did. Could I have prevented things from getting to where they were? Yes. Did I also, you know, hit the wound, poke the wound a little bit? Because both of us are hot-headed. One of us needs to walk away, and it wasn't going to be me. Because, like Justin said, I'm no bitch.
But does you not walking away proves that you're not a bitch?
It after the fact, it doesn't.
No.
I'll tell you what it does.
After the fact, it doesn't.
That actually needed to happen. Because this manager, supervisor, boss you got needs to reflect like, man, it should have never got to this point.
If I would have never let this get to this point, it would have never happened.
Exactly. So I wouldn't have enabled certain behaviors. Chad wouldn't have 3D'd my man through the table. Yeah.
And I agree with you, MJ, but at the same time, it's like, is that person worth you losing everything?
No, he's definitely not.
And it also, you gotta understand, bro, you're the only black person that works at your job that's really worth anything. No offense to the other black people that work there, but you're certain.
They're worth,
I'm saying, but you're in an advisor position, correct?
Right.
But you gotta, not even, that has, actually, that has not to do anything, but you as a black man working there, you got to understand you're held to a higher standard because they expect that from you, what you did. You know what I'm saying? They expect you to be the angry black man. And corporate America expects us to be the angry black man. When this shit happens, they were like, I knew this was coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was expected.
So that's why when my situation happened, I felt like, because before that, I spoke out on a lot of issues, not on some angry shit, but I spoke out. When other people would just be quiet and let shit happen, I'm like, this isn't right. I don't like it. I was looked at as an angry black man because everything that happened, I had to, I guess you could say, combat it. But when this happened, oh, he's an angry black man. He might come do something. When in actuality, everybody that knows me knows that's just not the type of person I am. I'm not no bitch where you're not going to beat my ass and you're going to get away with it. But I'm not the type to go looking for trouble. I'm the type to stand up for the people that I believe have my back. So those coworkers that I had, I stood up for them just to make sure they didn't have to go through the things I went through, and I ended up being a scapegoat in the situation.
My nigga, a hero.
You know what I'm saying? So like now there's a microscope on management. Like they did this, then because even when they called me to let me go, they said we're still looking into the claims you made. Because I told them everything. You know. But like I said, I felt like I had to get let go to make it better for everybody else. It's fucked up.
Martyr.
I guess you could say that. But I don't like it because now I've been out of work for 2 weeks and I'm bored out of my fucking mind. Right. But
your forearms look a little bigger.
Yeah, a lot of jacking. My dick hurt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, but like, man. Seriously, like, yeah, I just felt like we got to understand that we can't speak out. Kaepernick showed us we can't speak out and not face any consequence. We can't do anything and face no consequence.
I would say,
you can't go against the grain.
We can't. In corporate America, I mean.
You can't go against the grain and expect no
back. I honestly do think my manager really values.
He does because he didn't let you go.
He values my opinion.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. He,
you know, like, I can vent to him. I can let him know what's wrong, and he doesn't look at it as I'm criticizing the way he's running things. Like,
which is good.
Is it truly that, or is it that he realizes, okay, if I let Chad go, I got to pick up all of his slack on what he does and what I do.
It's
especially when you're good at your job.
It's going to be both.
If you weren't good at your job, he wouldn't give a fuck. You let go. You got to look at that at that point, too. Like, Chad, we all know everybody at this table is hardworking.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, we ain't no scrubs at what we do. That's why my resume speaks for itself. MJ's resume speaks for itself. Bro, you have job offers every other fucking week. He's in the military. He works with what he does. And so, when people look at, like, when he looks at you, he knows letting you go would be a big fucking mistake. You know what I mean? I just work at a company where it's so fucking big where I'm expendable.
And not only that, but like Justin said, like, if they let you go, you can go to a competitor that'll probably pay you more than what they were paying you. And it's almost like, damn, you know, I chose to let this man go over some bullshit. And now I got to do my job and his job until I can find somebody to do his job. Right. And then when I do find somebody to do his job, I still have to train them to the level that he was at.
And then, like, didn't you have somebody, like, a few months ago offer you more money to leave?
Yeah. Loyalty made me stay.
Exactly. Thankfully, they showed you the same loyalty you showed.
And I got to give my dog JT credit for that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the only thing. For real. Facts. Companies don't care because they will fire you tomorrow and post it the same. They'll fire you tomorrow and post it 2 minutes afterward.
And I think once JT heard my plight, heard what I had to say, he understood. I think he understood my level of frustration, and I gave him credit. Like, we had a very long meeting this morning to discuss the situation, and I gave him credit because I essentially was trying to do some of what he does on a day-to-day basis because he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. He tell you too if that's just like the
leadership thing. It's the worker.
Right. It's getting, you know, getting production going. Like, the day needs to go as normal.
Right.
You know what I mean? And just trying to do what he does with the, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but you get so many different, like, attitudes.
You understand, people going to look at you like, who the fuck think he is?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And I'm like, bro, if you have to do this shit every day, hats off to you. Because as you can see, I went through that shit all day, and then something towards the end of the day just tipped me right over that edge. And he deals with that shit from fucking 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. Mm-hmm. And probably while he's at home, niggas texting him some bullshit. Like me. Because it'd be 7 o'clock. And I'd be pissed off about something that happened today. And I'm laying in the messages like it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? It'd be 9 o'clock. I've just randomly just texted a nigga like, I'm displeased with this. And you got to think, I'm probably not the only nigga that's doing that. Yeah. It's probably 6, 7, 8, 10 other niggas that's doing that. He got to read all this shit while he trying to get some rest to come back to work tomorrow.
Right.
So I can tip my hat off to him. I don't know how you do it.
And the crazy thing is, toxic work environments, you have to be careful with that, man, because it's so easy to bring that stress and frustration home. Right. And next thing you know, you're taking that out on your significant other, your kids, or, you know, what other family you have in your life, man. So And to all those folks who are working out there in toxic environments, I stress to you, you know, get out of that situation if you can. Right. I understand
your mental health is important.
Absolutely. I understand everybody has bills and obligations and responsibilities.
But like real quick, like MJ is you being in a management situation, like how do you prevent a toxic work environment?
Okay, so here's my deal. There's 96 people that work in my job. 93 of them answer to me. Like if 96, 95. Yeah. So if it's 96 top, 95 assistant, 94 is me. Mm-hmm. When the top two ain't there, it's me. Well, the second dude ain't there now. Mm-hmm. So
it's you.
It's me.
Okay.
So like
that hairline.
I am in it's you. And that's why I got it.
That's
so tonight just we'll for take me. We'll take tonight for example. Uh-huh. So I work in retail. I get there at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Every cashier I have leaves at 4. So it's just me and the person that closes the store, closes the office, and another person. And we do about 45K a day. 45 of that K, I say 36 come in the afternoon. So it's 3 of us. And the toxic, what makes it toxic is because the person over the front end runs all her help off. And she don't realize that. So she'll blame, hey, this is why I don't do this. This is why I don't. And I tell her this. Like, get in front of what the problem is. Mm-hmm. If it's the person that's the problem, reprimand them. Do whatever you got to do to get rid of them. I had a girl say, oh, I got a blister on my foot. I got to go home 4 hours early. Like, girl, you got on Skechers Shape-Ups. The most comfortable shoe in the world. And you crying about your feet.
Yeah.
So.
And this is the thing with upper management. Like, you got to realize, like, when you have issues within your organization, you have the problem, you have the cause, and then you have the root. If you try to solve that at the problem or the cause, You're not really addressing the issue, which is at the root.
That's exactly. D Black, you must have been in that meeting with me this morning. Because that's exactly what I
thought you were.
Yeah, you ain't as dumb as I thought. That's exactly what I said. I think, you know, what it is, and I told them we actually enable the problem in the shop because we tried to fix the issue on the back end.
Yeah, you try to fix the problem, like I said.
The thing is, he is smart enough to where he finds loopholes,
right,
to fix the issue on the back end
to fix the problem.
That's
white people's problem. But just being honest, that's privilege for you. They just think it's just gonna all work itself out because I'm white. It's just going to blow over. That's not the case.
That's not what I was getting
at. That's where I'm getting at.
As a white man,
like I said, I don't know how that makes sense.
You have the problem, you have the cause, and you have the root.
Whatever.
You just if you have people, white
friends.
If production is not getting done right, that's the problem.
Why isn't production getting done? That's where I need to go.
So why isn't production getting done? That's going to be your cause. People not coming in to work on time. The root is, why aren't people coming in to work at time? On time.
Because you letting them not come in. 3 minutes here. 5 minutes here.
Because you're not holding them accountable.
7 minutes here.
That's what it is.
Accountability.
Why didn't everybody call out?
So it's just...
I have no idea.
Bridges to the choir.
Yeah, but I have
no idea. And again, the problem is, this would probably be the best manager any of y'all ever worked for. Like,
I had Marvin. He was amazing.
And I know Marvin. And you know what? I would probably class him in the same category. Like, real shit.
Okay.
Real shit. Like, I can kick it with a nigga. Mm-hmm. And when I say kick it with a nigga, I mean, like, kick it with a nigga like I kick it with y'all, if you know what I mean.
Right. I thought you meant like how you put Buddy through the window.
Like, nah. But that's that. So like he is. That's what I'm saying. Like he is that guy where you can go in there. You don't have to change. You don't have to change the way you're speaking. You don't have to change your demeanor. You can tell him how it is, and he'll listen to you, and he'll at a minimum try to understand you and hear you out.
Right.
Right, I go in there and talk to the nigga like I'm talking to y'all. Yo, this what the fuck is going on. We gotta fix this shit, bro.
Right.
Cause these niggas is in here tripping. Just like that. Verbatim.
Yeah.
Verbatim.
Right.
I don't have to dress it up.
They're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Exactly. Like and that's what makes it so that's what makes that environment to a point him being the manager so good, but because of that, you have niggas that be like, I don't feel like I'm going to work today. And I'm going to call JT and shit going to be great. Shit going to be cool. I'm going to just leave at 1 o'clock today. And JT going to be cool with
it. And that's where the accountability comes in.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Exactly. And that makes the environment toxic.
Yeah.
And the culture has to change.
When you feel like you're busting your ass for a company or,
you know what?
or for a person or for whatever.
For a country.
Yeah. Yeah, even that.
Go ahead, Black. And talk.
You got others who are barely doing the minimum
and getting paid.
Right.
And this is my thing, bro. This is my thing. I'm trying to give 100%, but I can't because I can only do as much as they are doing.
Yeah.
So him being my manager, he is not even seeing me at my
best,
utmost potential.
Yeah. Especially if he's seen your ankles.
And it sucks when you work in a profession where what you have to do is dependent on what folks under you do.
It's not even necessarily under you, but it's what folks around you.
Oh, yeah.
Folks around you do. Like, absolutely. We got to come together to make this work.
Yep.
Exactly. And if you got one person giving 100%, and then another person giving 10%. Guess what? One wing won't fly, and one hand can't clap.
You gonna like be in that circle?
I'll be in that bitch.
You slapping your man? No, but you get what I'm saying, though,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like
I understand, man. And unfortunately, it's just something that we have to deal with because we look at it as we have jobs and we have careers.
And we got bills and more than kids. And I want kids and shit. Yeah,
I might start selling crack. Fuck if I don't find a job in 2 weeks. Yeah.
But look, so
speaking of toxic work environments.
Yeah. Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Boy. He cannot be an employee of mine.
So right now the Patriots got him on like injury reserve or some shit.
No, he's playing.
He's playing.
Is he really? So they didn't. Okay. So
the commissioner said I can't put him on the list because this is a civil matter. I can't speak on it.
Hey, hold on. Not yet. Who do the Patriots
play
this?
Roger said that.
Mm-hmm. Who do the Patriots play this weekend? It's 84 to 17.
I'm a Patriots fan now.
But Antonio Brown about to rape the Dolphins.
Like he did them joints.
I didn't even mean
that. Yes, them joints.
That's what he said.
Then he only raped one girl 3 times, and she kept going back for him to rape her.
Bro,
stupid.
Bro, here's my issue. I've been wanting to jack off on a bitch back for years now, and he's getting prosecuted for it. And I just think that
you hate a little bit.
Yeah,
lock me up.
Throw away the key.
It'll
be a long day in hell for you lock me up for nothing on the bitch bike. But no, but on some serious shit. This doesn't make sense to me. The whole situation doesn't make
sense.
It's
right on time.
It doesn't add up. She said they was watching a religious program.
It's right on time.
They was watching a religious program on TV and he masturbated on your back.
Bro,
that nigga.
You know what the translation of that means,
right?
It's right on time.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
And the
all TV was off. Infomercial. Peter Popoff selling them healing towels.
American water
and healing towels. And that nigga was like, you know what?
He probably tried to wake up to have sex and she didn't want to wake up.
So he just jacked
on her back.
So there, and I've seen DMs where some woman said, I have recordings where she said she was going to set you up. You know, the woman supposedly asked him for $1.6 million to start her gym, and he said, fuck no. Boom. Now,
Bro, the joint was right on time.
It was way too time.
Bro, they got pictures. AB and the trainer got pictures together. The girl is accusing him.
Yeah.
She in the, I mean, not saying that this shows anything much, but she in the picture throwing up middle fingers. Like, go.
And the DM also said the Raiders were the ones who was going to spread the rumor. Wow. After he got traded. After he got released and signed with the Patriots.
Right on time. It's always right on time.
Yeah, it's so coincidental. Like,
I get it. He's terrible. Like,
what's the owner of the Patriots' name? Bob Kraft.
Yeah,
right. He was just had the he just bought some pussy too.
Yeah, he did. He raped some. Yeah. They needed to lock him up.
But my thing is, he just like, I get it. So he was in a toxic work environment to him. They got himself
the Steelers,
out.
The Steelers.
No, not still. No, he was in two toxic work environments.
But how was the Raiders?
Maybe he is didn't want to be here
because they're losers.
Antonio Brown is toxic. Let's be real.
Okay, yeah. He's toxic.
He's cancerous.
Absolutely. I wouldn't say he's cancerous. Yes, he didn't want to be there.
Yes, he is.
He didn't want to be there.
He's cancerous.
I wouldn't call him cancerous. He didn't want to be in Pittsburgh. Well, I can say he didn't want to be in Pittsburgh.
He didn't.
Pittsburgh didn't want him there.
The reason why they didn't want him in Pittsburgh is because they let Roethlisberger get away with everything. Him and Le'Veon Bell didn't like it.
Right.
So they started doing whatever got away with it. Yeah. Three summers in a row.
No. It wasn't just that. So
he didn't stay in hotels and all that stuff.
It's a lot of shit he got away with that the whole team didn't like.
Yeah.
And you know who was the first casualty? And niggas didn't notice until like the other week. Troy Polamalu. One of the greatest safeties of all time.
You look like him with a haircut.
So what happened was he went to Mike Tomlin like, we don't like the fact that Ben Roethlisberger is just showing up late to meetings. Not showing up to meetings. Not staying at the team hotel on home games. Mike Tomlin was like, okay, y'all bring it to his attention. But what Mike Tomlin bitch ass did was go behind their back and said, look, man.
The Rooneys was like, right, don't do nothing to Roethlisberger.
Right. Mike Tomlin went to Ben Roethlisberger like, hey, look, these niggas about to fuck with you. Beware. So Ben Roethlisberger the next day went to them like, you know, hey, you know, I don't be showing up late to meetings. I do be staying at the team hotel. They be like, the fuck?
But this is the thing though, Mike Tomlin, I don't even fault Mike Tomlin.
I fault that you lose trust.
Yeah, you do.
Tell you something about Chad, no, I would never do that because we're all at a point now where we don't have problems with each other, but we have problems with each other. We're gonna bring it to the group, not to individuals. But if I bring something to you, you go back and tell Chad, how can I trust you to tell you something in the future?
Yeah, I get it from that viewpoint.
Mike Tomlin, the 757 nigga.
Is he really?
He a 757 nigga.
But
That's not what I'm taking.
What I'm saying is, a quarterback is gonna make or break a head football coach.
Not true. He was breaking Hymens too, raping his ass niggas.
Not true.
So yes, it is true.
No, it's not.
How is Trent Dilfer?
It's
all about play calling.
No.
It's Jared Goff. No. Can we get rid of Jared Goff? That's where we going.
Why do you think Jeff Fisher got fired?
Because he ran the ball.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Who did Trent Dilfer play for?
The Ravens that year.
Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl.
Shit. What's the other team? Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. We all know he's not good.
What I'm saying is Ben Roethlisberger is better than all of those quarterbacks you're naming. So what I'm saying is Mike Tomlin's looking at it from a perspective where, shit, I know Ben Roethlisberger is going to keep me job security. He's going to keep me job security. And not only that, at that time, how many other black head coaches
at what point is he Uncle Tommy?
How's that Uncle Tommy?
Because instead of worrying about the integrity, he's worried about keeping his job.
But we all know that no matter what organization it is, the quarterback is going to be able to get away with more than any other position.
That's the point I was trying to make in my situation.
But what I'm saying is, even if it's a black quarterback, Cam Newton is going to be able to get away with more than Luke Kuechly will be able to.
I highly doubt that.
He walking.
Listen. If he is now.
Luke Kuechly neck fucked up.
Listen. What I'm saying is he is now. But if Luke Kuechly was only averaging 80 tackles a season, his ass would not. His ass would not have the lead way that he has now. If Christian McCaffrey was not averaging 1,000 yards rushing each season, he would not have the lead way that he has now.
Yeah, your quarterback is going to get this away with crazy.
Guys, absolutely. Like, you can't.
Especially if they see potential in you.
Yeah. Like, if that's all I'm saying. Like, if you're a defensive back, you can't expect to get away with or have the same privileges as the quarterback of the
Why
team.
Why not?
You can't.
Why not?
Because you don't do as much as the quarterback does.
It's racism. You don't.
Akeem Talib can't have the same fucking.
Nope.
Especially absolutely not him. Not him.
Absolutely not.
When we play them?
Look.
When do we play the Browns?
Oh, week 3. I can't wait.
Hey, Beckham, we coming for that watch. We need that watch.
I thought that watch coming 250. It's over 190, bitch.
Who cares? We want all 190.
190 grand?
190 grand.
We coming for that shit.
We need it.
We need that.
Talib, if you listen to us, because I seen you like my Instagram post.
No, he didn't.
I'll just say
chill, B. Hey, take that nigga watch off.
Hey, look, so on a relationship topic, right?
Lord Jesus Christ.
God damn. All right. Look, we got like 5 minutes to talk about that.
Cool.
Shit.
That's all we need. 50. Is love a feeling or a choice?
It's a choice.
Explain your reason.
I go last.
It's Justin. MJ. MJ, go ahead.
It's a choice. You choose who you want to potentially love. That's all I got.
Gotcha. Yes.
So
love don't cost a thing.
I just feel like you choose who you want to love. Like you have to choose that person to be able to love them.
I agree wholeheartedly. Love is a choice, not a feeling.
Well, because you choose. Rules, you with the fold. You think the same thing?
I don't.
You feel like
love is a feeling. Okay. It is a feeling.
Three of us. You say three.
So it just depends on the context in which we both use love and choose, okay. Right? Because I can love someone and choose not to be around them, or still choose not to be their friend.
No. Well, I get what you're saying, but
no.
We're comparing feelings and
okay, and yeah, choose. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
so you love me as a feeling.
It is a feeling.
Jack them on. Hey. Y'all gay.
You're bisexual.
Yeah. When somebody calls somebody bisexual, like
it's 18 letters. In the joint, you gotta pick a different one.
They own 32% of it.
No, but I get what you're saying. But like,
it is a feeling.
I want you to keep. Please delve deeper into that. Please
delve deeper.
Say SAT word.
Yeah, dig deeper.
It's a feeling, bro. Because like, so you're telling me that, all right, you love Derek.
Barely, yeah. No, I do. Yeah, you love. Derek. I love everybody at this table. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. If Derek called you and said, I'm jammed up, I need you. Are you making a choice to be on the way, or are you acting on emotions?
I'm making a choice.
So you're not acting on emotions? Because I feel like if Derek called me and said, I got this shit going on right now, I need you to come, before I even think about anything to have an opportunity to choose a decision, I'm acting off of emotions because of the feeling of love.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
It's a conundrum.
It is. So here's my thing. We chose, like, no offense, like, MJ has been around for years now.
Okay.
Like,
he's right, because I don't think y'all weren't living here when I moved here. But
you moved here first.
I moved here first. Moved here after and then I talked to, I remember talking to Chad, and he was like, yo, you know some good spots, blah, 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 blah. So he chose to hit me up. I don't know why he hit me up, but he hit me. Yeah. Nigga, I don't even.
That's what I'm saying. And then we look back on every memory we have and realize MJ was always there
from day one.
He's been on plenty of the podcasts before he's become permanent, and we realize we chose to be like, he's part of this now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even when I met Black, no offense, Black. Yeah, when I met Black, it was me and Tony were cool.
Yeah.
And then I met Black that summer. I chose to let him in. Now me and Black are the best of friends.
You know what's crazy though? I feel like MJ's on the podcast because it feels right.
It feels right.
We felt like when MJ wasn't here, the dynamic changed.
But didn't we choose
the tempo changed.
Did we not choose to bring him here because Black wasn't here?
Well, we chose to add a missing piece, absolutely. But that's as a result or of a direct result of the initial feeling that we had.
Okay. Damn. I can see that too.
I don't disagree with you.
Love is a feeling.
But I feel like you choose to feel that way.
No.
You choose to feel that way about somebody.
Bro, you can't help to love who you love. I can promise you, you can't help to love who you love.
It's just for these motherfuckers I don't
love. You know what? You know what? You really can't.
You can't.
You can.
So you still love exes?
You can't. You are.
You still love exes?
No.
Do you still love exes?
So, all right. So, let's put it this way.
That's a choice.
It's not a choice.
It's a...
It's not a choice. It's
he only
a
had.
It's
he don't
feeling,
got no exes.
It's a feeling based.
What's that dude name? What's his name?
It's a chill. It's a feeling.
Jaleep.
It's a feeling based on past experiences. It is a feeling based on past experiences, right?
I guess. Okay.
So yeah, I might love that person, but I haven't communicated with this person in probably the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years.
But so here's the thing: do you not realize that you didn't love that person?
I did. You it's a feeling. You know what you feel.
I had a girl I was with for 9
like
years.
Like feelings are like seasons; they come and go.
I don't think you're talking about like paprika.
Nah, but no, I'm talking about like weather. They come and go.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So like
they're temporary.
I was with a girl for
feelings
9 years,
are temporary.
And I thought that was my first love, and I realized she wasn't, bro. She wasn't my first love. I didn't love her like I thought I did. Because I chose to be with her for 9 years and chose to love her. Then I realized she wasn't
a But love is a mature
And at that point, Justin, at that point, it isn't love.
You were 18.
Because it wasn't a feeling.
See, now you're contradicting yourself.
How? So at that point, it isn't love because it wasn't a feeling.
You did. So it was a choice, right?
No, it just...
right?
You're saying it's love, a feeling, or a choice. It's I'm saying conundrum. It wasn't love. So it wasn't even a choice.
I chose to love that bitch, cuz.
No, you chose to be around her.
And see if you love her.
You chose.
That's what my thing. You have to choose to be around that person to see if you love her.
But that doesn't mean you love her. That doesn't mean love is a choice.
I don't love these hoes.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Is there a such thing as love at first sight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just never experienced it, but I feel like it is something.
And you know why? Do you know why love is a feeling?
Because you feel it when you see him.
So if you can if you believe in love at first sight, it's obviously a feeling. Obviously, it's a feeling
because you felt something.
Yeah.
You
know what's crazy though?
So,
I'm going to choose love multiple bitches because I'm
at first sight. At first sight. You're going to choose to love them. If we're being serious, on a more serious note, you can't look at somebody for the first time or talk to somebody for the first time and choose to love them. It has to be a feeling.
I can choose.
You absolutely felt something.
I can choose any goddamn something. Thing. That's the point.
I'm being serious though. Like,
I'm being serious too. You can't choose anything.
I feel like you're trying. I feel like you've put up a wall.
Okay.
You've been hurt. I don't.
You've been hurt,
Chadwick. I just told you this 5 minutes ago. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Okay, but you've been hurt.
I'm just.
We all have.
You've been hurt.
Facts. Yeah. I agree.
You've been hurt and still turned around and still loved afterwards.
Absolutely.
You spit on my head too, you ugly bitch.
No. But
can you understand?
I
feel like you made me change my perspective on this whole topic.
And here's my thing though, Chadwick. Like, seriously,
why
I can't call anybody your real name. I want you to understand. Now I listen to you.
It hit different.
Yeah, it hit different because you've been hurt, right?
Absolutely.
And you chose to love again.
I didn't have a choice I didn't have a choice because it was a feeling. Let me say this. I didn't have a choice because it was a feeling, because Jelena was not the first female that came around after I've been hurt.
Look, Hey, look.
But
she wasn't the first female that came around after having.
But you chose to open yourself up.
No.
I got you.
No, it
was it. I got you because I told you.
This is where it got to. This is where it got to. This is where it got to, right? They were there.
I thought you're putting them.
No, they were there, but then I felt something different.
No. I tell you this.
They were there, but then I felt something different. I felt something real. I felt something that I felt like I could solidify.
No. You laugh, Chad.
No, I believe you. It's just, hey. I love the Shakespearean effort you just put in. Hey. I love it.
In Jamaica, they got command of the English language.
Don't let him lie to you.
That's what he said. But no. I will attest to this because I told him in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This is one. I was like, "You think you gonna end up loving that girl?" When he was talking to Jelena, I mean, like, "You gonna end up loving
her?" I told him the same thing.
And this is the day one. He was like, "All right, man, go ahead."
Right, but
look where we at now.
But like I said, like he chose to love again.
I didn't. I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. I fell in love with her strictly because of feelings.
I
get that, Chad.
But I didn't have a choice.
I just feel like some people don't. They make that choice to never love again. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But
they have to choose.
No. You can't choose to not love again because you can't help it. You can't help to love who you love. You can't choose to not love again because that right person come around.
You can, though.
You have absolutely no choice but to love that person.
I'm telling you.
Some
people make the wrong choice. Bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would use my mother for example. My mother was 48 years old when her and my father got legally separated. Mm-hmm. She was in her 50s. She told me, "I'm done with men for the rest of my life. I'm never loving again."
And she found somebody else.
And a feeling ended me up with a fucking stepdad.
I love Mr. Stewart, though.
And I love him too. I love him too. Like, this man came in her life and she didn't choose to love him. He was for her, he was God sent. My feelings about men have suddenly changed for him.
My thing is, like I said, you said
it's not a choice.
You said she was done with men and then she chose.
No, she didn't choose to date again. She didn't choose to date again, bro. Right. It was the feeling that led her there.
I got man. You. I feel like we've gotten like not too far off topic, but I feel like we've just
made really a long ass episode. And guess what?
So,
and I feel like it's so much.
Watching so, all right.
It's so much
content. We got to wrap it up because we well over an hour. So
yeah,
I say love is a feeling. What do you say, MJ?
It's a choice, but it's also
it's a choice.
What do you say?
It's a choice.
What do you say?
I'm torn between
we
the two.
We in the two.
Look, for our loyal listeners, like this is definitely something I want to hear feedback on. Once the episode drops, like just tag me and Justin or MJ and Derek and let's have a conversation about it because I want to know what y'all think and I want to know if I make sense. Maybe I don't make
you
sense.
You do make sense. Like I said, I never say you don't make sense. It's just it's just one of those things. Like I said, we're gonna agree to disagree because we're both saying the same things but differently.
And you make valid points. I understand.
That's
everything
why I said your
you're
whole
saying
because you said valid points too.
Yeah, I understand everything you're saying, but I don't agree with none of it.
I want people to, and then also I want people to know we will be starting our Always 5 o'clock YouTube page within the next week. It's gonna be a lot of content up there.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
And we have nothing against the...
Hey, listen, we have about 5,100 listeners.
And like, we've come a long way. Yeah, we realized today we're a half a year into what we're doing. We're 6 months in. There's 26 episodes. We are, like, we're in this. Like, it's not a week missing. We've never seen, let's take a week off. We have this to do. We are here to stay.
I'm about to not have a 9-to-5. I need this to take off.
I don't have a 9-to-5. This is going to take off. Like, I'm DC Young Fly or some shit. I got to have this take off. Like.
Okay, so we got more merch on the way. You seen the shot glasses.
Our shot glasses are going to sell this week.
Hey, they are fire.
We got
regular glasses coming too, right?
We've got more on the way.
So what's in the future too? We doing hoodies.
The kicker is I got some fire ass designs that I'm gonna turn into apparel.
Gotcha.
Right.
So y'all stay tuned.
It's not just gonna be a podcast anymore. We have other content coming. We have my power weekly content is gonna be shown on our YouTube page from now on, live. Derek is going away for 6 months. He's going to check in on our... We also going to have a Facebook page.
Hey, make sure y'all send that nigga MREs.
I don't even know what that means.
He's in the Air Force. He's gonna be over there eating steak.
In Dubai.
Rare like steak on a plate.
But I still will be in tune.
He still will be in tune because he's gonna be a part of the YouTube page and a part of the Facebook page. Chadwick is funny on every social media platform there is. Like, he might be the funniest one of us all. I disagree. But seriously, he will be posting content. MJ posting content. We are here to stay. This is something we will not give up. I want y'all to understand that.
And even when we cancel, like I told y'all, we gonna come back on, like we gonna come back on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
like,
we just gonna change the name.
It's 4:59. It's like,
we just want to say we appreciate the support. We really appreciate the love. Keep reposting, sharing our podcast and all that, man.
Shout out to y'all. Third Perspective, Arlington.
Arlington, you're the, even though, your podcast is not as good as ours. No bullshit. No disrespect. No, seriously. Arlington is growing and evolving, and I love it.
Yeah, and he doing the shit on his own.
It really is. I really wasn't trying to throw no shade. I was just being funny. But seriously, the ideas of watching you with a physical, we can see it. It's the reason why I'm going live now. I'm recording from 4 different angles right now. The fact that I'm starting a YouTube page and an Instagram page and a Facebook page. So we appreciate y'all. We appreciate you listening, sharing. Thank you, bro.
And we coming on Third Perspective.
Absolutely.
And you're coming on here.
Absolutely.
We'll let you do it. Yeah.
If you do that loud, raspy shit, you got to get the fuck up out of here.
You had to clear your throat.
Y'all not going to let me get out.
Shout out to Full Circle. Always 5 o'clock will be at homecoming.
Hey, look.
Yeah, fat.
Speaking of which,
Lance head shaped like an egg. Yeah, really?
We got to get Lance.
Bull egg.
Now we'll see about getting Lance on next week. We got to talk more about homecoming.
He's so busy.
So, and Cheesy, definitely got a party with Always 5 o'clock.
Yeah, Cheesy, I need you to take us out, though, bro.
All right. Y'all want me to take y'all out?
Yeah.
Did somebody tell us where 5 o'clock was?
I said New Zealand.
I don't believe it.
It's Austria now. We done moved the hour.
Austria. They're ahead of us. Oh. This nigga is wild. And look, speaking of that polygamy shit or whatever we was talking about earlier, my nigga Kanye said love is cursed by monogamy.
Uh-huh. It is.